You say that Chaitanya Chandra, Chaitanya Deva has his another guru. He is the guru of all the whole creation. And by saying that he has got another guru, he will spoil the whole world. You father.
Prabhupada to 7 বছরে একটি নৃসিংহ মন্ত্র পেয়েছিলেন ভক্তিমন ঠাকুরের কাছে। প্রভুপাদের যখন 7 বছর বয়স,
নৃসিংহ মন্ত্র section, that is our enemy. In this path, limitations, we must be careful about them. Proper realization, and to deceive the ordinary people, there's so many imitationist, sahaja, prakita sahaja. So Prabhupada has written one poem, as Madhvacharya did. He gave us caution against Mayavad. So Prabhupada is Prakita Sahajiya Sata Dushani. Mayavad Sata Sata Dushani of Madhvacharya. And Prabhupada Sata Dushani of Prakita Sahajiya Vada. 100 points he produced before us to make us careful and not to be misguided by the imitationist code. We must try to save us from that.
Shatadushani.
You will find that in Sadhanpath, the book. The general basis is that we have attained that stage. The Sahajiya Guru, that in the physical line, Guru's son is a guru, and the only the sound mantra is the external sound. So name is also like that. Namakkar is Nam. Vaikuntha Nam, spiritual characteristic eliminated. On the physical aspect is counted. Imitation means that. Oh yeah. Guided, to be guided by the physical aspect. That is to gain the glory, the name and the fame of a Vaishnava, Pratishtha. To think calm as fame. Brahma-lok bheji parabhvam paaye tabe jaaye tadupari golok vrindavan nadu sraddha sadhu sanga bhajana kriya anartha nivritti nishtha ruchi without passing through these stages to think oneself I have attained that stage that sort of imitating temperament, self-deception, that I have got Krishna. Hey, got Krishna.
Guru Maharaj, I heard that once Swami Maharaj said that imitation of a good thing is good.
A far-fetched connection, but still it is in the presence of a saint. Swami Maharaj or Ramakrishna Kathamrita. That means Anukarana Bhava.
Ramakrishna Kathamrita is there.
Swami Maharaj told that or discarded that. In what tone he has mentioned?
Oh, sir.
That he has come so far as to imitate that highest thing. So some importance is given to that thing, because leaving other things he has come to imitate that. For this basis, why he has come to imitate that, living other things? That is also a type of connection, far-fetched. birth.
Destination of Sahajya after death.
That is what they are concerning. They will remain in that stage. Suppose without being a king, you are playing the part of a king in the drama. What is the difference? Krishna Kathamrita, there was one dramatist named Shishir Ghosh. He made many drama, and there was one about Sri Chaitanya Dev. And he asked Bhaktivinoda Thakur to open that drama. Bhaktivinoda Thakur had a good name about the devotion of Chaitanya Dev. So he invited him to inaugurate that. Bhaktivinoda Thakur avoided that. That he was going to, instead of trying to follow his footsteps, he was making a show of his character. An imitation, I would like to associate with that. That one prostitute lady, she played the part of Chaitanya Dev. And they began to cry. She began to cry, shedding tears while taking the name of Krishna. Ramakrishna Dev, he went to see that drama. And he was very much impressed with that. So much so that the next morning he wanted to visit that lady who played the part of Sri Chaitanya Dev very emotionally. That when she took the name of Krishna, she began to cry. So Ramakrishna went to see the prostitute, Garu, and told her, you are very fortunate. Your taking name of Krishna and shedding tears, that have given me much impression. You have created such impression in me, I feel myself very fortunate I have come to see you again. But these things, the Gaudiya Math people, the proper devotees, they cannot take it. This is a sham thing. The appreciation and the representation, both imitations, are not real. The false, dealing with the false thing, and to think that I have God. A mistake means this mistake. Mistake, misreading, misunderstanding, means that. To take one thing for another. Maybe similar, not same. So it is told, calm and the plain, similar, but opposite, not same. One is just the opposite. But many outward symptoms very similar. So misunderstanding of a thing is not that thing. Now you can say, in the widest sense, the misunderstanding not in other plane, but in such, in the quest of Krishna or something. In that broader sense, we may say that he has come to mediate that thing and not other thing, up to soul level. But at present, what we see is after, that is false. He has come so far to imitate that particular thing, that he has come to not to imitate any other thing but that thing. So some importance he has already got about that, some attraction. But his present campaign is misleading. That is false, useless. But not only useless, but it is injurious. The present campaign. And that he has come so far not to imitate any other thing, but to imitate this thing. So that shows that we had already some progress. But present campaign is fruitless, misleading, misguiding. Using his energy in a false way, the present stage is a waste of energy and living, creating a false prejudice than the real. So waste of energy, not only waste of energy, but anti-prejudice is created, that is apparat. Yes, you want to go to Calcutta and you have taken the way to Bardhan. The background that you went to Calcutta, so you are walking. But now you have taken the wrong course, you are wasting your energy. But the background is that you want to go to Calcutta, but you are going in a false direction. You want to go to Calcutta, that is true. Then whenever you will be detected, oh, this is not the way to Calcutta, you will change the course. Something like that. So far you have come to imitate, so far your position is right, and you want also that is also something, but now what are you doing, that is all wrong against, on the opposite side. That is waste of energy. Not only that, you would have to retrace back that path again if you go to this side. That is. And that would be hard, difficult. And that analogy also may not be satisfactory, because what you heard, Calcutta, it is not that misconception of Calcutta. It's carrying you. To commit a particular error, That means he is not engaged in committing other phases of errors. Now he is engaged to commit a particular error. Appreciation may be of that line, if at all we have to appreciate. False prejudice and entangled with false prejudice. But background is that I want something similar, but not same. Aparad. I commit offense against Vaishnava. That is bad. But I have come near a Vaishnava. That is good, the background. Then I am committing crime. Something like this. I have got connection with a Vaishnava. Then I can commit against offense against him. So coming to him, that is qualification. And the committing offense against him, that is disqualification, misguiding. So one may say, this commit offense against the Vaishnava is better than not to come in his condition at all. That's maybe a conception. But carefully, that is to be understood. A boy, when he wants to walk, and then the question comes that he is falling down, again rising, again walking, again falling. But he has come to a stage of attempting. That is qualification. The bright side is there, but to avoid falling, that is necessity. What's the while now?
7:20. 7:20.
After Kuli. I stop here. Roll his boat. Die. Put his arms, Vasud. Goswami Prabhupad ki jai. Bhakti Vinod Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhakta Vindu ki jai. Harinam Sankirtan ki jai. Navadeep Dham ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswata Mat ki jai, Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Gaur Hari Bol. mentioned in prayers. There is a big list of prayers of all mundane. And this was in the season of autumn, and the regular Devi Puja was done in the beginning, in the spring season. But for some purpose, Ramchandra, he had to invoke Devi Durga and to satisfy her, and then to kill his enemy Ravana. And Ramchandra started in the aeroplane of Ravana towards Ayodhya. So you three gentlemen who are mostly under the influence of worship of Ramchandra, today they kill a big statue, image of Ravana, and they express their joy very much. And Indira gave some name, that the supremacy of the good power over evil power. In that way, that was encouraged. Otherwise, the southern people, especially the inhabitants of Lanka, they raised some opposition. Why Ravana in a show, Ravana is killed, and is much too much hatred about Ravana is shown, and there is singing the glory of the Indians over the Aborigines, all this. But she managed anyhow, saying that this is the victory of the good force over the evil force. This Ramchandra Vijay Day. And this is also famous for the advent of Madhvacharya. This day, Madhvacharya, he appeared in this earth. He was in South Canada, from the place known as Udupi. Madhvacharya was a very strong man physically, so he is called the incarnation of Bhima and Hanuman. They say, as in the time of Ramchandra there was Hanuman and Bhima, in the time of Krishna to help him, so Madhvacharya, in relation to Vedavyas, he has come to give proper interpretation of the literatures composed by Vyasa. Madhvamuni also he is taught. Anandatirtha is another name after Sannyas. Madhvagriha, but this name generally came, he was in the inhabitants of the middle portion of the village, Madhvagriha and Madhvacharya. Anandatirtha, the Madhvacharya, he was so strong, he was very fond of planting. He could, even 100 pieces of plantain he could easily eat and digest, and very strong physically. It is shown there that one stone that was necessary to put somewhere to cross a river, 20 persons could not carry, but Madhvacharya with one hand carried the stone from to a certain distance and placed it in a proper place necessary. and it is engraved there in the stone. Madhavika hastena sthapita shila. This piece of stone has been placed here by Madhvacharya carrying in his one single hand, a big stone. But maybe there is 50 months or so, such a big stone. 20 persons could not carry such a weight. Body is strong. And it is told he met Vasudev. Vasudev was supposed to live now, Amar. There are seven long living persons. Ashwatthama, Anumangsta Vibhishana. Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa. Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa, Hanuman, Vibhishan.
Parashuram.
Vipacharya.
Parashuram.
Parashuram. These seven.
Markandeya.
Markandeya. Ashwatthama, Bodhi, Vyasa, Hanumangsta Vibhishana. Kripacharya and Parashuram. These seven, they are supposed to live the whole of Kali Yuga. The best day is still living. Madhvacharya went to Vajrasa and then to the cave of the Veda Vyas, there in the banks of Saraswati, and met him. He could meet him. And was taught the real meaning, purpose of the Veda Vedanta, all this history, collective story. Then he came back to his home and converted his own guru, Achyutaprakha, into Daitavad. He came back from Vajrikasram and began to preach strongly, which is known as Daitavad, that is, God and the Jiva is separate. There is a sanja, Srivan Madhyamati Hariparatama, Satyam Jagat Tattatu, Jiva, Veda Jiva Gana, Hari Sanjara Nichu Chabhavam Gata. In this way, there are 10 shlokas. This is the opinion of Madhvacharya. The Jeev and the Ishwar, they are separate, never one, as preached by Shankara. They are clearly separate, they are. Hari Paratama, Hari is the highest God. Madhyamati Hari Paratama. Satyam Jagat, this world is not illusion. It is true, in the sense that it is controlled by Maya and giving punishment to those that do not have any serving attitude towards Hari. Satyam Jagat Tattatu Bhedu Jivagana. And amongst different souls there is difference. One soul is different from another soul. Always, even after emancipation, they will have differentiated character. Rītu chavāvam gata. Bhaktam jagat madhyamati hariparadama. Bhaktam jagat tattatu bheda bhedu jīvagana harir nujala. They are eternal servants of the Hari, Lord. Rītu chavāvam gata. There is they're holding high and low position, not in common, all common position. There is hierarchy amongst them. In this way, the Madhvacharya priest, and he had three disciples who succeeded him. Yavchitaprakha, his own guru, previous guru, was converted after he returned from Badrikasram, from Mayavad to this Madhavad. There are four Vaishnava Acharya mentioned in the scripture. Sri Brahma Rudra Sanak, the original Acharya, that is the devotion of Narayana priest through four sources. One by Lakshmi Devi. Lakshmi Devi herself, she is the source of one line of worshipping of Narayana. And the Ramanuj followed that line, Rishtadvaitavad. The modern Acharya, in the line of Lakshmi Devi, is Ramanuj. And the Brahma himself, he was the source of another line of worshipping Narayana. And the Madhvacharya, he comes in the middle age to help that line with his writings and the interpretations of the shastras, etc., and the preaching. Brahma Rudra and Mahadev, Rudra Shiva, he is the original Acharya preaching the worship of Narayana in one way, Shuddhadvaitavad. Madhvacharya, Visishtadvaitavad, Ramanuj, and Madhvacharya, Shuddhadvaitavad, a very clear duality. And Vishnu Swami, that is Shuddhadvaita, pure unionism, one. The world and Narayana is one and same, but in its purest conception, the jiva is different from Maya and Ishvara. Then Vishnu Swami was the modern Acharya, and Sridhar Swami comes in that line, the great commentator of Bhagavat, etc. And the fourth is Nimbarka, Chatushana. Sanak, Sanatan, Sanandan, Sanat Kumar, these four devotees, they are considered to be the source of the fourth line of devotional school. And their philosophy is known by Dvaita Advaita, both Dvaita and Advaita. Distinct and non-distinct. Simultaneously. And the Nimbarka, he preached about his mother Acharya, he had got a commentary on Vedanta. All these modern Acharya, and they have accepted Vedanta as the substance of the Veda Upanishad teaching, and they compiled one commentary. Everyone, the Acharya. Dvaita Advaita was Parijat Acharya, Parijat Bhashya. That is given by Nimbarka. Nimbaditya. Some say that in the Nimbadvaita, that Keshav Kasturi, who was defeated by Mahaprabhu and got the principles from him, afterwards he compiled that Bhashya in his name. And the peculiarity of this Parijat Bhashya, in other Bhashya they have mentioned about the commentary of other scholars. But in Parijat Bhashya, no mention of any previous scholar. Only from the positive side, they are dealing these things. And they say that this is the oldest, because there is no mention of any other commentary. At that time, no commentary was made. So, no mention. Dvaita Dvaita. Very closer to Mahaprabhu's Bheda Bheda. Dvaita Advaita. Bheda Avid. But Mahaprabhu's line followers of Mahaprabhu, Sri Chaitanya Dev, they claim that Ashinta is an important factor in the name, Ashinta. Not simple Dvaita Advaita. The Ashinta must be there because the differentiation may not be similar always. It depends on the independence of the Supreme. So, it must be Achinta, an inconceivable simultaneous distinction and non-distinction. Simultaneous distinction and non-distinction with God and the soul. But that is inconceivable. This qualification is compulsory. This is the opinion of the power of Sri Chaitanya. Otherwise, it is not clear, because the key is in the hand of the Supreme Authority, the autocrat. That must be mentioned. So these are the different types of Madhva's philosophy, Shuddha Dvaita, a clear duality. Never one God and the Jiva. So, then the priest and his three disciples were successor one by one. Sri Madhva, Sri Paddanabha, Sri Mannihari Madhava, Akhobha, four. Yatrita Prakha was converted when he was given the name of Paddanabha. And when the sannyas also they take two from him, and first successor was that of Chita Prakha, his own guru, was converted into sannyas, name was Paddanabha. Sri Madhva Sri Paddanabha. Then one Narahari, the third in Madhva's line. Madhva, Paddanabha, Narahari. Then Madhava, another disciple of Madhva, direct. Then Akshobha. He is supposed to be a great scholar, and he was the contemporary. These four successors are contemporary of Madhva. It is told that once Madhvacharya was asked, who will be the successor after you of preaching in your line? He pointed out his bull. Madhvacharya had a big bull, and he carried his books wherever he went. The books were carried by a bull, the previous Puran and the other scriptures, Ved, Upanishad. The bull carried always all his books